When I think about the musician I was coming here compared to, as you know, an almost graduated senior, I have learned leaps and bounds. From just my piano skills and my one-on-one instruction there to all the music and the history we learn in our literature and history classes, to singing in ensembles and the amazing performance opportunities we have, it has been remarkable.
Episode 101 features Mandy Humphrey. She is a senior piano performance major in the HBU Music Department. She holds memberships in Schola Cantorum and in the Phi Theta Kappa Honor Society. And she's been involved in various leadership positions and organizations throughout her tenure here at Houston Baptist University. Welcome, Mandy.
Thank you.
How did you get here?
Well, I began music as a young student. I was 6 years old when I started taking piano lessons, and I actually took from my sister for several years up until high school, and it was about that time that I decided I would want to pursue music into college. So I got a more advanced teacher and took from her, and then began the audition process and looking for schools to go to. And so as I was, you know, doing research and finishing high school and preparing for all that, a main priority I was focused on was going to a Christian university, because in my mind, if I was going to pursue a degree in a higher education, it was very important for me to find a place that put Christ at the forefront and not only strengthened my academics, but strengthened my Christian faith. And so then when I discovered Houston Baptist University right here, it was very close to where I grew up and close to my home. I thought it was the perfect fit.
So, I got a lot of questions. I mean, first, how do you, at 6 years of age, want to play the piano?
I actually wanted to start before that. Like, I have memories of being a three-year-old, four-year-old, and just sitting at the piano and picking out tunes and stuff and begging for lessons. But my sister insisted. She's like, no, you have to learn to read first. You need to know to count well and basic math before you begin lessons. So, I guess it was just born in me. I always wanted to study it.
And so tell me about your family, your home.
Okay, I was homeschooled and I grew up in a big family. I'm the seventh of 10 children.
Wow.
Yeah, same parents, and they homeschooled all of us, K through 12.
Wow.
So yeah, we grew up in Tomball, Texas, so just a little north of Houston, and there's a big homeschool community there. So we were involved in that, and it was a fun childhood growing up with all of them.
So 10 children, how many brothers and sisters?
6 girls and 4 boys.
Wow. I'll tell you what, it takes a little bit of food to make dinner, doesn't it?
Well, now with them, I mean, we're all grown up now, married, grandchildren, so it is a crowd when we all get together. It's pretty crazy, but we have a fun time.
And so, and your mom and dad, tell me about them.
They're not both originally from the Houston area. My dad moved here for work in his 20s, and my mom had been here since a child, and so my dad was an air traffic controller, and then my mom just stayed home and raised and homeschooled all of us.
Well, she just did a great job. Now, so God brought you to Houston Baptist University, and there is this university obviously is known for its music department.
Mm-hmm.
What have you learned here?
When I think about the musician I was coming here compared to, as you know, an almost graduated senior, I have learned leaps and bounds. From just my piano skills and my one-on-one instruction there to all the music and the history we learn in our literature and history classes, to singing in ensembles and the amazing performance opportunities we have, it has been remarkable.
So you study under who?
Dr. Kramlich.
Okay. And give me an idea. What year are you in?
This is my senior year, my final semester.
As a senior, what would be a part of the your programs as far as practice, performance,
right,
et cetera?
Right. So as a piano performance major, we are required to give two recitals. In my junior year, I gave a junior recital, which is a 30-minute recital of memorized piano repertoire. And then now, this in my last semester, my senior year, I will give my senior recital, which is 50 minutes of memorized repertoire. And that's kind of my final thing before I graduate.
And so who will you pick? Is your 50, what piece of music will you use?
Well, it'll be several pieces to play, but I'll be playing pieces by Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, Liszt, and Bartok.
How difficult is that?
I mean, you prepare for it. I've been working on these pieces for 4 years now, so it's just a matter of pulling some out, you know, some from freshman year, some from sophomore year, and you pull them out and relook at them and memorize them. I mean, it is a commitment. I practice about 3 hours a day.
You do?
Yeah. So,
like in the morning or in the afternoon? Or
I fit it in my schedule, you know, breaks between classes, or usually it seems like evening's the best time, so I'll go do a block, you know, a 2 or 3 hour block in the evening. But it is definitely a commitment. You have to schedule in that practice time, and that's the only way you get it done.
And I assume your fingers eventually get used to all that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I mean, when you love it, it doesn't seem that daunting.
Yeah.
The time goes by and you're studying what you love, so it's enjoyable.
You said a minute ago that you wanted to come to a Christian university. Mm-hmm. You knew you wanted to come to a Christian university. When did you know that, and why?
I think it dawned on me in high school, you know, going to various seminars and stuff and doing a lot of apologetics and just hearing the differences between Christian universities versus secular universities. And for me, my thought was, if I'm going to go and get this education, I want it to build upon my faith and lead me as a better Christian that's more prepared and ready to argue my faith, rather than going to a place that's going to challenge and question it and try to tear it apart. Not that it's wrong to challenge your faith, and you know, be required to defend it, but I wanted something that was going to strengthen me and build me up.
So, and when did you become a Christian?
At a young age. I was saved at the age of 7.
And I mean, what were you strengthened more in your faith being in the homeschool environment? Or?
I felt it was I grew up in a strong Christian home. You know, I've been in church all my life, loving Christian family. So yeah, I felt like I was in a good place, for sure.
Yeah. So now tell me, after you graduate, what's next?
So right now I teach. I teach in a local school. I'm the school accompanist, and I have several students.
What level?
K through 12. I'm all over the range there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
Just private piano lessons. It's
okay.
A lot of fun. And
yeah.
So I'm looking to pursue that more full time. I hope to build a big studio and just teach full time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And so do you play beyond in church or anything like that?
I'm not involved in playing in a church right now. I have in the past.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do you see as the long term? The building the studio?
Yeah, that's what I enjoy.
Well, there has to be an abundance of students for that.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Now, Professor Kramlich's been here a long time. What a gregarious man.
He's great.
I mean, he is a very unique personality.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of lit up our studio when he came in here.
Yeah, he's
what's
a
it been
fun.
Like to be under his tutelage?
It has been fantastic. I tell people, when I finish here, I will not only be a better piano player, I'm going to be a better person based on his influence in my life. He has been nothing short of amazing. We have a great time, you know, in my lessons. We study the music. I play for him, and he teaches me. But I've also had him for several semesters in theory classes. So he teaches theory 1 through 5. So I've had plenty of lecture courses with him. I've taken composition with him. So he's my advisor. So he's half my education here, but I've loved every minute of it. He is so well educated, so gifted and talented, and he's just a fantastic teacher.
Would you recommend HBU for those young people that are looking for a great music program?
One thing that I love, well, several things that I love about it, but one thing in particular is that we are a smaller school, and the professors here have been here for so long and they love their students personally and individually, and you have them repeatedly. So you develop relationships with them and they care and invest in you personally. So that's a great aspect. Another aspect is it's a loving community. Some in the music programs especially, places can be super competitive, super cutthroat. And here, we're loving each other, we're encouraging each other, we're happy to see one another succeed. And to me, that's the best place to flourish as a musician.
So what do your parents think about your progress?
Oh, they love it. They love to hear me play. They're so happy for me.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're delighted that you have come our way, Mandy. There's so much in the music department at HBU that you can explore and find your fit. hbu.edu/music. And Mandy, just before we go, I mean, we talked about your faith in Christ, but what does Jesus Christ mean to you? And our confessional statement here at HBU is that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not just rhetoric here. I mean, we don't hire anyone that doesn't embrace that. That's mm-hmm. very unique. And but Christian commitment is a guiding force, really, with all the faculty, all our leaders. You know, we start with prayer, we end with prayer. So different than a typical university.
Mm-hmm.
What does Christ mean to you?
I would say just that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life, and everything I do, I want to excel in to bring glory to Him.
It's beautiful, beautiful. Well, we are so delighted to see what God's doing through you, and we look forward to see what's going to happen with you in the days ahead. We've been talking to Mandy Humphrey, and she's a senior piano performance major at the HBU Music Department. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.